ring
AJ in the Woods, Gypsy here on Neo Rocks.
You know what, Eric? I need you to remind me of something. That song makes me just want to run through a wall. I need to add that to my running playlist.
You still haven't done that?
No, I haven't.
We've mentioned that almost every time
and
we play the song.
I forget every time, and I keep looking at my playlist, and I'm like, how many times can I put Metallica on here? It just doesn't
work. Last time you said it was the Sons of Anarchy. That's what you came to.
Yeah, that's it.
Hearing that one.
So please, please remind me, Josh. Eric. Please.
That's an EP. I mean, what was that? Almost 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone that doesn't know the lingo, EP is extended play, and that was really more of a demo of what we could do. And I, honest to God, we still want to re-record all that with all of our new stuff and put a full album on. So that's just a demonstration. I mean, it's not quite there yet in fruition, but that's the idea that you guys are playing.
Well, hello.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this is JC of AJ in the Woods.
You've been hanging out with Brewster way too much lately.
Dude, that guy is a golden god. Now, I was a radio DJ back in college for 88.3. I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if we won't hold it against you.
Yeah, I was a ball in the wall. So whenever time I'm in front of a mic, I'm just, boom, right back in it.
Well, it's great to have you guys here. For people listening at home or in their car that are super confused, that is Josh from AJ in the Woods. Why don't you all introduce yourselves?
Hello, I am Allison from AJ in the Woods.
And I'm Anthony.
Anthony's in the corner without a microphone.
He's a bass player, so he's at home right there. Yeah, shoved to the wayside.
Looking comfortable.
Yeah, we rolled the windows down for him the other day when he sat in the car when we were inside. So he's moving up in the world.
Did you leave him some water?
No, he hasn't earned that yet. Or the front seat.
So you guys are playing on Friday at the House of Blues. Where's Anthony going to stand? Are you like
stage left in the wings?
Oh my gosh!
I'm just going to mic it in
right next to me.
No, he's been getting good. He's more animated on stage now. I mean, it's only taken 2 years, 3 years now.
Three.
He's getting there. He's bouncing around. His gear, though, that's the funny thing for the guy that's quiet and doesn't say much. He has the best gear. How many of those basses? What year's this bass?
It's
1978. Was it the Mustang?
No, it's the Music Master.
Music Master. How many of those do you have?
Three.
What year's this amp?
Like a 73.
Yeah, dude, he has the best vintage gear.
You only buy things from the 1970s. I love it.
Yeah. My guitar was $75. To give you an idea, and I'm lead guitar in this band. So
You got a pretty awesome, I was telling you off the air that I've seen a good amount of promotion over this for the last 2 months. It's a really cool event. Why don't you tell us what's going on Friday at the House of Blues?
Sure. So it is called Women Rock CLE. It is going to be five awesome female-fronted bands. We have the Katie, Sam Fox, Knights, us, AJ in the Woods, and the Whiskey Hollow. So a bunch of awesome women singing out with great dudes behind them. And it's also a benefit for Laura's Home Women's Crisis Center. So if you do purchase tickets, $2 of that does go to Laura's Home, and then we also will be having a silent auction and a live auction as well, and so all those proceeds go there as well, and it's just going to be a fun night.
So what are some of the items that are going to be part of the auction?
Cleveland, more than anything, comes together when it's for something for Cleveland. So right off the rip, Bright Winter Music Festival, complete VIP package. If you're not familiar with Bright Winter, they put on just the best music festival in Cleveland, as far as I'm concerned, because I didn't get invited to the Cuyahoga one. And it's in the middle of winter, and it's awesome. And Bright Winter, if you're listening, we'd love a main stage spot around 9 p.m. great, you know, all kinds of, they got a hat in there. They also, the Cleveland Whiskey Distillery.
Yeah.
Full bottle of whiskey, a glass to match it, and a complete tour of yep. And what was the other one?
We have Market Garden Breweries given a tour with some swag as well. And then we have Cleveland Indians have donated a lot
okay,
of cool
all
things.
Okay, all right. The Cleveland
okay.
Indians.
Okay, so wait. Are you guys the spearheading all of this organization?
Yes. This is year two of this event.
Yeah, we started it last year. Yeah.
All right. You guys are going to just have to start doing this all the time.
Yeah.
For other groups,
we'd love
too.
We'd love to. Yeah.
Music and fundraising. Listen, man, if you can help people with your music, there's no better way to express mm-hmm. yourself as far as I'm concerned. But the Cleveland Indians, listen to this. So I was born in 85, so I grew up in the golden era of the 90s, the dream team of the Cleveland Indians. They donated jerseys, shirts, bobbleheads, and then there was this Cleveland Indians folder that came with it. And she opened the folder. She goes, "Who's this?" And I'm looking at it, I'm like, "Oh." They sent an autographed picture of Carlos Baerga.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, and see, because you guys are right. You get it. Dude.
Carlos.
God, he was unstoppable. Anything kept between second base and shortstop, that guy was barehanding it. So, the only thing that was missing was Kenny Lofton's shoes and Everett Bell's cut bat. But, Cleveland Indians.
We have House of Blues has donated a lot of awesome tickets to things coming up, like Young the Giant, Lord Huron, which is sold out, and you can get tickets if you do the live the silent auction. So, we got some from them, Town Hall, and there's gift cards. There's just a lot of things.
And we did this last time with you guys. So if anyone that's listening, we had a couple of people actually respond. You go to Facebook, look up AJ in the Woods, like our page, and send us a message saying, "I want free comps to this show Friday." We will mail them to you. We will give you a little bit of swag in the mail with the tickets just to bring more people in. Because the more people that come to this event this time around, the bigger it can be next year. And I'm always for the bigger, better deal. I want this to be a festival.
Well, it's a heck of a lineup this Friday at the House of Blues, 6 p.m. AJ in the Woods, Knight, Sam Fox, the Katie, and the Whiskey Hollow. How about a live song here in the studio?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. We got a brand new one for you, too.
He's going to get his guitar right now. Anthony's still in the quarter, and Allison is getting ready.
This one's an odd one.
Here's the windup and the pitch.
Yeah. Straight three. This is definitely more rote. You want this thing? With a drummer. So we're going to see what we can do here. First time this played on the radio.
Yes.
Well, so we've got AJ and the Woods live here on Neo Rocks.
Down any way they
AJ in the Woods live here on Neo Rocks Underground.
Wow. I have to say that was amazing for two reasons. One, it was amazing. Two, your guitar strap broke in the middle of that song.
I'd also like to say that's Anthony's guitar strap off a 1973 some guitar he owns. So he just handed me strap locks right now too.
You're blaming the age?
No. Were you born in 73? No, come on. You can't be more than 25. I don't want to hear it. It's garbage. No, he just loaned me a strap. I left a lot of my gear at our practice spot, and I grabbed the guitar that was available. So, and it was empty. Didn't have anything in it.
Coming through. AJ in the Woods playing at the House of Blues this Friday, along with Whiskey Hollow, Knights, Sam Fox, and the KD, 6 p.m., and a portion of the proceeds will be going directly to Laura's Home, a shelter supporting women and children in need. You guys have a tour coming up.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
So we will be going on tour at the end of July. We will be starting in Cleveland on the 21st of July. We're going to be playing at the Speakeasy. It's going to be a little bit of a stripped-down set, kind of like what you're hearing here, but kind of between. House of Blues is going to be a big... big party,
big to do.
And Speakeasy is going to be a little bit smaller, but it's going to be pretty fun. We'll have a drummer with us, and then we will be going down to Lexington, Kentucky, Memphis, Tennessee, and we have two shows in the good old New Orleans. So
yeah, there's a floater in Nashville right now, so we're waiting to see.
Yeah, possibly Nashville too. So we're pretty excited to take our sound down south, since we're kind of have that southern rock feel to us.
Yeah.
So you mentioned something to us off air, and it's okay to say you can't talk about this, but you're talking about drummer in a very vague sense.
No, we have a fantastic drummer named Zach.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Who has an actual life with a job and a wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he cannot step away for a week and come down south with us. Yeah. And that's completely fine. So I guess we'll just settle for Maddie Finn from the Whiskey Hollow American Idol contestant and
yeah.
You know, Magic Maddie from Cleveland. No, she's been a great help. Apparently her first instrument was drums. Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, I'll drum for you. And I go, okay. So she sat down and practiced with us. I'm like, oh, all right, this is great. This will be fine.
Yeah.
You know, she's young. She's got the gusto. She's fiery. So we're ramping up to have a great time.
So when does this tour commence?
Starts on the 21st of July. So at the end of the month, we run it's our first show here in Cleveland at the Speakeasy. And
yep.
Runs through we drive 30th. Back the 29th.
The 29th? Okay.
Yeah. 28th is the last show.
And here's the thing. A lot of Cleveland acts, you talk to them, and they go to Chicago, they go to Detroit, they go to and they do the loop.
Mm-hmm.
They go to Pittsburgh, sometimes maybe way out to New York, Philadelphia. They just stay in this oval, and I can't do that. I got to go south. We have, I think, a little more kind of twang to our music, and I just want to see what it does in the south. I was raised by two women, my grandmother and my mom, and my mom and me were the only ones not born in West Virginia. So I think that's where a lot of that slide guitar and that folky stuff comes from. So we just wanted to see what it does. That's Allison tuning in the other room. Don't think that mic's not picking it up, because it is. So yeah, we're it's just this month is just crazy. And we're going to be sampling some stuff here next week at a secret location studio, just to kind of test the waters with them. And oh yeah, it's been taking off.
Is there a spot that you're really looking forward to going on your tour?
New Orleans. New Orleans is just... have you guys ever been there?
I have not. I might be going in August, possibly.
It's amazing.
It's beautiful. Just the energy down there, and you know, the drive-thru daiquiris, and just walking around. Yes, drive-thru daiquiris.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you can drive up to a building that looks like McDonald's, boy. And all they serve is daiquiris with 180 grain alcohol in it.
Oh my gosh.
And the rule is, I talked to a guy last time I was there. I said, what's the law on this? You drive through, you're handing them just liquor. He goes, yeah. As long as they don't puncture the top of the cup, that's okay. I said, but putting the straw under the lid, that's fine. He goes, that seems to work. So yeah, I'm just pumped to go to New Orleans. It's just, that is the most northern tropical point in the continental United States.
Yeah.
And I love palm trees, and I love the music down there. You can walk down Bourbon, and it is cover band city. I went down to Bourbon, and I walked down the street. Give me two steps, that song by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Give me three steps,
yes. Thank you. It's funny you said that. There was three separate bands and three separate venues playing that song at different points.
Oof.
Yes, it is. There are jukeboxes down there. But some of the original music spots that was the Hi-Ho Lounge were playing, and what's the era?
Old Araby Bar.
Araby Bar, yeah, it's just, blah, 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 bar. just support original homegrown music, and it is awesome.
That's like you mentioned New Orleans. That's like Nashville. You go to Broadway, and how many times you can hear Sweet Home Alabama? It's amazing. But AJ in the Woods playing this Friday, House of Blues, great lineup. Do you want to do another live tune for us?
Yeah. Go ahead and talk about it for a minute, Alice, while I
definitely
tune this guitar.
So this song is called Buckeye.
Make sure that strap's working.
Yeah, I know. I got the strap locks from beer bottles on it.
So it's called Buckeye. It's about Ohio, but also more about getting out of Ohio and getting out of your hometown and exploring, which is what we're going to be doing on tour. And it's also one that we will be going into the studio in the fall to record, as well as the one you heard earlier, Underground. So, yeah. Anthony, you want to step up and say anything about it?
Can we talk about how loud of a tuner he is?
Oh, he's just like loud in general. Can we talk about that?
What?
I've never heard
another room.
Never heard anyone tune their guitar so loud. Yeah. He's really going at it.
Yeah.
So, is he a habitual string breaker? With as loud as he plays.
Not really, because Anthony strings the guitar, and he is, like, a god at, like, those things, tech things and guitars. So normally we kind of know, like, okay, it's been this many shows, so you need to restring it or else it's
I restring for every show. And then I play them in every practice until they snap. And I play in 13s.
Usually it breaks because they're on too long.
Yeah.
You play 13s?
Yeah, I got to play aircraft cables, baby.
Oh, my God.
You got to fight the instrument. If it's so easy and it's butter, I'm not having a good time. I want the guitar to push back a little bit. It makes me play harder. You get more, I don't know. It's a thing for me. It's a Jack White philosophy, I guess.
We're learning all kinds of things about AJ in the Woods. That's great.
Who are playing live right now on Neorex.
Nice and easy. That's for me.
And Lord,
Thank you.
Thank you.
AJ and the Woods live here on Neo Rocks.
And no strings broken.
No strings broken. Those are old ones, too.
Old ones, like, what, a week and a half?
AJ and the Woods, they're playing the Women Rock CLE show at the House of Blues Friday night. Jason, keep going.
Oh, gotcha.
July 6th.
I dropped the paper.
Doors at 7, shows at 8.
There you go.
No, doors at 6, doors. Shows at 7.
There you go. See, she has got my back.
7 p.m., 6 o'clock doors.
And she is deathly ill, too. What do you have?
I have tonsillitis.
Ooh.
I've been on antibiotics for like 4 days now, right. So I'm not contagious anymore, but this is the first time singing in a while. So.
Wow.
I only crackled when we practiced, not when we were in.
So we had to go in the other studio. And like I said, if you like our page on Facebook, AJ in the Woods, or go to our website, AJinTheWoods.com, and send us a message, or find us, AJ in the Woods, on Instagram. Send us a message, like the page. We'll send you free tickets and some swag, AJ in the Woods stuff, stickers, and things like that.
So what is the Facebook page?
AJ in the Woods. Just Google that. You'll find it. And not Google it. Facebook it. Oh, is it Facebook / AJ in the Woods? Is that generally what they do?
Yes. Spelled out A-N-D.
Yep.
Because all of our... We have the ampersand, but that doesn't really work on the internet. So AJ, A-N-D, the Woods with an S.
Well, thank you guys so much for being in studio.
Oh, thank you for
having
us.
Once again, Friday night at the House of Blues, the Women Rock CLE. The Whiskey Hollow, AJ in the Woods, Knights, Sam Fox, and the Katie performing. A portion of the proceeds benefit Laura's Home, a shelter supporting women and children in need. Check it out, AJ in the Woods on Facebook. One last track from you guys. This is Daniel. Thank you so much for being in studio.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.